Come in.
Morning, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to welcome everybody to our October 22nd Commissioner's Court workshop on our RV method of distribution project. At this time, I'd like to let the record reflect that we have a quorum. All commissioners are here. I'd like to call the meeting to order. Ask that you please stand and join me in the pledge of allegiance following by a word of prayer from Brother Sweeney.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to the Texas, one state, indivisible.
Lord, thank you for this time we can come together and just again fill us with wisdom and help us with the proper decisions we need to make today, and go with each and every one of us and watch over our city, our county, our state, and our country. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Young lady, would you mind shutting that door?
You said young lady,
Miss
Martin. Went to look at
you. I said you got Weber's. Weber.
What do you got?
Did I see his money?
If any of you are making some of the stuff from Daniel at Weber.
What about two and four? Were they?
You get going to be with some of them.
That was
the only item on the agenda that I have is discussion item number four to discuss MOD RV method of distribution project. I don't know which, whether the engineer or the grant writer wants to take the ball and run with it.
We've done for 5 years.
Yeah, let's start off with an update. So we have survey. It's just about complete. We have a little cleanup on Lakeview Estates.
So how many projects do we have? I don't remember off the top of my head.
I have two.
I know we took Donahoe Road off.
That's what we're talking about today. How many projects do we want to make this? One big project, one for each precinct, multiple for each precinct?
I think they all want to, they got a list and they all want to get up. I wasn't thinking in terms of cutting nothing out, but.
No, we're not talking about, he's just talking about bidding them out. How do you want, you know, you want to have.
Yeah.
21.
I think that, you know, by precinct at the least, I mean, because we don't want possibly two different contractors in one precinct worth, and I mean, on the same
at least
scope
the same
of work.
Time.
Yeah, well.
Well, I mean, that doesn't affect me as much probably as it does everybody else, because I'm down to one, basically one project.
I know what happened on the last projects. They started up there in Mark's area, and it was a long time after that that they were finishing up the last like Butch Arthur, and his stuff was just about out of warranty when they were finishing up the back end of the project, and then so his stuff basically almost got a 2-year warranty on it, because once they finished the whole project, then that's when the year warranty starts. But his was done. We did it all at once, so we were thinking if we break it up into phases or different projects and bid it as different projects, that would alleviate that.
I've seen it where they did each different road a different bid. Now, I guess you could do it by precinct, but you don't want one guy to get all the jobs, and it'd take forever to get done.
I'd rather be doing them at the same time.
I mean, if possible, but I don't know. We've been pushing this. We haven't been pushing it, but it's been pushed long enough.
It might not be a bad idea to do it per precinct. That way, you know, when we have meetings, we have one meeting with Mark, we have a meeting with Donnie, you know, and that kind of thing. Meeting with Luke. As projects progress per precinct.
Well, I mean, we've got about $3 billion apiece. So, I mean, that wouldn't be. Y'all don't see a project bidding at $3 million, even though I may have three different projects in my precinct. You said you only have one.
Basically one.
You've got how many? You've got three?
Three different.
Yeah, and I've got five.
The contract's 30 pages long, and I have read it, but I don't profess to know. But doesn't Mr. Burke, doesn't the contract kind of speak to how we're supposed to bid it out?
Not necessarily, Judge. You can bid it out the way you want to bid it out and arrange the packages however it works best for the county. The performance statement there in the contract just designates what the projects are, what they are, where they are, who they're going to benefit, that kind of thing. But y'all can bid them out and work on them any way you work best for the county.
Hear that? The state just gave us carte blanche.
It's all recorded.
This is a block grant.
How many would you have?
Two. And Dabney Bottoms is going to be expensive.
Well, I didn't know if there was some fine print that kind of said thou shalt do each one of it. You know, they got lots of rules about how you procure services and so forth.
So y'all been bidding them out. What do y'all seeing? Y'all seeing a big project and they put more coal in there than they're supposed to and trying to make more money, or do you see a little project? An entire budget.
We have not seen a lot of big projects.
You've not seen. So you would rather do some small projects.
That's up to you guys. I think that would be easier for contractors to bid, less bonding capacity required.
So at least by precinct, what you're saying, maybe even further than that, like
as you need. I know some of the precincts have priorities. We have roads that are ready to go, roads that still need to be studied, acquisition, that kind of stuff.
How's your, yours ready to go pretty close?
No, I think I got to study it. What about what do you think that's going? How long?
Existing conditions will be finished next week.
Okay.
We'll know exactly how the culverts are working, okay. The pond. We'll know what kind of outfall we need. We may need some more topo. Maybe bottom line, another couple weeks.
Okay.
Before we have a game plan.
Okay, then you send that out. Okay.
So which projects are ready?
All the other streets that don't need acquisition, don't need snow. So everything except for Flowing Wells, Rocky Creek, Lakeview Estates, needs a little bit more service. It'll be ready next week.
Dabney Bottom, Lily Yeager Loop, ready?
Lily Yeager, I think we surveyed the wrong portion, and again, this is because we started the project 3 years ago.
Yeah.
We changed it, and I guess now we're trying to verify the limits.
Yeah. Because I was told
Kevin, are you going to get some pavement over there finally?
We're all still waiting on the environmental studies, right?
Oh,
yes. Yeah, the environmental studies are still being
done,
so they're working on them. But
they're holding up the environmental, right?
Yeah, so we've got to get that footprint down before she can do the environmental. So that's the problem.
100% through that for the good amount?
Yes.
It's going to take us time to design, finish studies, acquire.
How far out are we looking?
March.
April? Year, February?
Mm-hmm. March, April?
Yes.
Are you saying the surveys are done except for Lily Yeager? That's what I heard you?
No, Lakeview Estates.
Lakeview Estates and Lily Yeager, I think we
surveyed
the wrong portion, so we need to go back and do the right portion. We're trying to lock down which portion is right, the limits. And get the performance statement corrected, right?
Yes. What do we actually go by? The linear footage? Because on here, it's...
Those are wrong.
These are wrong?
Yes. Okay. That's been our biggest issue right now, is that those that are in the performance statement are not correct. And so we've been working with Mick pretty closely in the past couple of weeks to get it all. I think we're pretty close to narrow down at this point. But the maps are the most important thing. Like, they've got to be right. We can argue about
who generated the performance statement.
GLO.
GLO.
The problem was all the RFIs and everything, and just things didn't match up.
And the only other thing is we've already done Donahoe. So now we're missing a portion of yours. We need to add some other road back in. No. I think we want to wait until we finish.
No, we don't want to be changing.
We ain't doing all that.
We don't want to add nothing.
Slow this process down.
We can't do that.
We're not doing it.
GLO does not allow that.
He withdraws that statement.
We recording?
Anybody slow this down?
There we are. No.
Yeah. I didn't even say a word. But
really?
I'm just trying to get as close as I can. So We need to figure out what to do with all those funds that we had allocated for Donna.
Oh, that's real simple.
I'm quite sure that all these projects are gonna be over budget.
Everyone.
Yeah, that's.
I don't think it's gonna be a problem eating up that extra money.
Absolutely.
So I would just ask, because I've got one that is shovel ready to go, and other than the studies on that, I mean, the rest of them.
You're talking March, man?
Yeah.
March.
That's their shovel, right?
You said March, that's the bid out.
It, everything.
And that's March.
We do one street for him.
And it's a whole new thing.
Three streets for you.
First of the year.
We're shovel ready if the environmental and surveys.
Well, the environmental's already waiting on.
And they ain't shovel ready.
The bigger one.
I mean, I'm sitting right there waiting for that, so I'm just saying that if we can bid out ones to get ready, why wait to bid everything out in one shot? I say bid them out as they get ready.
I agree with that.
That way we can kind of get them, yeah.
Thank you.
So if, when environmental gets done, because nobody can do anything until they, and then when it gets done, if you got something that's surveyed and they can start theirs, then.
We can't award without environmental, we can design.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just really.
Just the awardee, the environmental, that's.
You don't have to wait till every single road is environmentally cleared before you start others, I don't think, do you, Mr. Burke?
Sir?
Yes, you do.
Yes, sir.
Every single project has to be environmentally cleared before we can start.
The projects you want to start on certainly have to be environmentally cleared, and you have to have the authority to use grant funds to start the project. So there are scenarios in which environmental could be finished, because this is countywide. It could be finished for certain areas and not for others. I don't know how they're doing their job.
We were doing it all together.
Okay, so then it will be all at one time. If that's how they're doing the environmental, then they'll finish it at once. We'll review it and approve it at once, and you'll get approval all at once.
Because we've tried to break it up before. Patrick and Jalen didn't let us.
Didn't let you do it?
They said we had to do it all together.
Yeah.
We had like two completely different projects on another one.
That answers your question.
And they didn't let us break it up.
You can't start to get them all done.
See, I've had.
I was told that.
Well, that man right there knows, I promise you.
That's another arm of GLO, apparently, but it's not Mr. Burke here, because he's looking at you like, what are you?
We can ask.
Yeah, we can ask, please.
It's my impression that we couldn't do that.
Right.
So it's been your impression you haven't asked?
No, we have asked. We have, like I said.
Our project?
Not this project specifically, but GLO depends. Typically, they try to follow the same rules for everybody. And so, like I said, we had another project that was a countywide project. One was a communication tower, and the other was like some streets that were actually gonna be disturbing undisturbed land and everything. And we asked to split them up because we knew that was gonna take longer, and we were told no, we had to do it together. So
let's ask somebody else, maybe we'll do it.
We can try asking again. I don't mind doing that.
Because Melissa does your environmental, right?
Yes.
And she gives the full list on there and goes, nope, it's all gonna be done at one time.
We can ask.
How long have they been working on environmental?
It's stopped because of the linear footages. We can't do anything. We can't send any letters.
You've done everything you can do until you get some more information on on one road. So did you change what we were doing?
No, I did not. It's just, I thought it was pavement to pavement. And then it says on here from 945 to the end of the pavement. But
I thought it was set forth with GIP. Come on, help me out here. The coordinates.
GPS.
GPS coordinates, yeah. That's not how it's.
I don't know. I don't care. I'll take whatever I can get. I'm not holding a progress promise.
Thank you.
Well, engineer, did you describe the where they're going to do it with GPS, or did you say from, the corner of Jones and Smith down to, GPS?
It says right here, 945 to them.
There's a road description. There are GPS coordinates at the ends and at the center. I don't know if that's in what's in the performance
statement
or not.
No, one goes in the.
You could jump right out here. I'm going to put my hands on
that description, and then the problem is the linear footages, and so there was some like different ways of calculating the linear footages, and there was also lots of clarifiers. As you guys know, the project went through many iterations of it being submitted. And so everything, what made it to the end was not necessarily what we intended for the end.
Well, it's got
what
both.
I have written
it's
down.
Got, I see it now. It's got GPS plus linear footages. I'm sure Nick probably did the calculations on these footages, right?
Well, I have 10,029 on the printout, and then I have handwritten should have been 10,100 foot of revision. So it's literally like not that
zero,
big of a difference
for some of them. But like, for example,
that's not really Jaeger.
One of them was supposed to be 6,200 linear feet. And then in the Blackberry lane, it's supposed to be 6,200 linear feet.
About,
and if you look at the performance statement, it's 1,084. So it's the ones that are off like that that we've had to determine what the actual footprint is.
And that has stopped all the environmental stuff.
Because we can't move it until everything is correct.
I mean, you are going to check.
I'm going to ask you to see if
there's an exception, because we got so many projects, it should be nice to chop these into smaller and get some of them going with it.
This came up several months ago, didn't it?
Yes, and we've been working on it ever since. I've been looking at maps going through R5s, because initially we had to figure out where the issue came from. It seems like it was a calculation issue. Somewhere between, like, they're calculating linear footage one way, we're calculating another way when we create
y'all
the
shouldn't be in charge of calculating. Y'all are administrator. He's an engineer.
I understand, but we had to do
well,
the
this
math.
Is a workshop, so did anybody bring a calculator? I mean, can we get this straight? We talked about the same stuff two or three months ago.
I've looked at this a lot of times. You can admit, I've said make a lot of emails. You can ask Melissa. I've been looking at this over and over. I've gone through pages and pages of RFIs because there were so many on the project, and we had to figure out what the issue was. I could have updated the maps and threw whatever linear footage is on there just to get through, but then we'd be stuck at the end with it being all messed up. So while fast is the desired thing, we want, to me, I'd rather be accurate. And I don't want it to go any slower than you guys, I promise.
I don't know how it could go any slower. We're not doing that. We're stopped right now.
Been stopped.
Y'all tell me to hush, guys.
No, they've been stopped for many years.
I just want money.
We have not been stopped. We just got the project in June. And so we've been working diligently ever since Mick pointed out that the linear footages were different. We don't see the performance statement before it gets put into the contract. We don't know that until we have it here. So when we started the environmental, that's when we noticed the problem.
And okay, so the performance statements in the contract, you're saying some of the linear footages are wrong.
Yes.
So which ones, let's start, do you have the, so which ones have a problem?
Blackberry.
I'm on.
Lily Yeager, we've got them. There's 13 of them that were incorrect.
Well, I'd like to know which ones they are.
I'm going to tell you. So Blackberry was incorrect.
So hold on. Do you have the contract here? I got Jesse Lane, John Lane, Robin Street, Paul Lane, Joseph Street, Irene after Irene Schoep, Jimmy Lane after Jimmy Schoep. All them are good. Then at the bottom of that page, we got Donahoe. Donahoe's out. The previous commissioner just went ahead and done that for whatever reason. All right, then the next page, page 3 of 12, Blackberry.
That one is incorrect. It should be 6,200 linear feet.
How many?
Well, that's a big difference.
I know. That's why I stopped it. That's what I'm trying to get you guys to understand is that we stopped it because if we had cleared 1,084, then we would have been in trouble.
I agree. So how can we be?
It's a big mess up there.
How do we get 5,000 feet off on Blackberry?
Somebody doing yards instead of feet, or feet instead of yards?
That was the initial like linear footage, and we changed it in an RFI, and that didn't get updated by GLA. So.
Wait a minute. We changed it in an RFI. We created a performance statement. And we sent it to them, and then a request for information from GLO.
So this is during the application. So we submitted it one way, and remember, it was reworked and resubmitted. And so the footprint changed. I wasn't here. This is just from me reading the RFIs. If I'm wrong, Nate, please correct me, because I wasn't there.
Why did it drop a whole, basically a mile off? I mean, did we just figure, hey, we can't afford to do all this, or is it just a big uh-oh?
Inflation, we adjusted for pricing. We did this three or four times over the last 3 years. We shortened the roads and changed some roads.
Changed it for inflation. Yeah. Changed the numbers of.
This one got longer for whatever reason. I don't know if we had the wrong coordinates the first time, but initially it was 1,084 and like the way we submitted on the first map and everything.
That's what's in the contract.
Right.
I mean, that's as far as GLO's concerned, that's almost like carbon and granite. But
no more changing.
Yeah, but we turned the map into GLO and somehow it just didn't make it onto the performance statement. And so that one I have on my list as that was a GLO error, and so we've got to fix it.
Well, that's one. The next road is Rocky Creek. It's okay?
Yep, Rocky Creek is fine.
Lakeview Estates Drive, that's 10,767 feet.
That one is off. It's a little longer. So we make had it as 10,756. We're going to leave it alone. But more is okay.
756.
Yeah, but it's okay. I'm not going to bother that one because it's just a small amount. We're over, not under, so not a big deal.
So we can proceed looking for arrowheads and environmentally clearing that one, huh?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Over 10 feet. I don't think even the GLO would fuss about 10 foot, would they?
You'd be surprised.
So mine is under a little bit, just a very small amount. Can I just leave it?
I've narrowed it down from the original 13 that are wrong. I've narrowed it down to just five or six that we need to actually change.
Okay.
Okay.
The next one, Mountain Sign, Saddle Surrey, Stagecoach.
Those were all also wrong, but they are over, not under, so I'm going to leave them alone. Doesn't matter.
What are you saying the number should have been on that?
So Mount Zion, from what we're saying, it should have been 2368. But it's over, like I said, so that's okay. We can shore that up at the end.
Saddle Surrey?
Saddle Surrey should have been 3356. Again, just a small amount.
So that's 29 feet. Mm-hmm. And Stagecoach?
Stagecoach was supposed to be 3293. So that one's wrong, but again, over, not under, so I'm not gonna.
Okay, so Mick calculated it, and then you calculated it, and you think it's wrong, so who's?
That's what we've been determining. Mick recalculated, and so these are his first numbers. I haven't updated my notes to his.
Did you recalculate numbers. It, or were they wrong? No offense, if I calculated them and then he calculated them, I'm going to say, well, I must be wrong because you're an engineer.
Right.
So, were they wrong or not?
Or what were the links?
Mount Zion, South Surrey.
Well, they changed, so I think we shortened them.
Because
of inflation.
They're actually longer than
10 foot. 5,000. Because that just depends where you start. Do you start at the yellow line or do you start at the easement? I mean, that would take care of your 10 foot. But
well, 5,000.
Yeah, but it's 10,000 foot long. That would be.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's just 10, but Lakeview Estate is just 10 foot off.
I'm just trying to focus in on where the problems are and so we don't come back in 3 months and. Well, we hadn't done nothing because the environmental numbers are wrong.
Do you want me to tell you the ones, the five that were narrowed?
I want to go down every single one of them.
Okay.
Horseshoe and Hickman.
They were incorrect.
All right.
Horseshoe was short, so Mick had it as 5,607, and it's 5,199 in the performance statement.
Yeah, 5,607. And the next one is Hickman.
Hickman. We had that one was incorrect as well. It was short, so it's on the final list to be changed. It was 20. Mick had it as 2,403, and it was 2,221 in the performance statement.
Okay.
Next page, Camilla Lake Road. What part of Camilla Lake Road are we talking about? I know that one's been fixed twice.
all the way from the tech stop around to where it gets to the subdivision's only part it is, Camilla Lake.
I understand, but we've spent money on that at least one time.
Can't tell about driving down it now. This thing, I remember what it was.
Yeah, and you didn't pick these projects. I understand that. I'm just.
What did you say?
So is Camilla Lake Road okay?
No. Well, with the new numbers, yes. Originally, it was not. We were thinking it was supposed to be mixed original numbers.
2983 is what's in the performance statement.
I'm getting there. The linear footage that Mick initially had was 3,187, but he recalculated it, and it's only one linear foot off, so we're not going to worry about it.
So that one's good.
I don't doubt that it might have calculated it numerous times. I'm just saying is what's in the performance statement in this contract, if it's okay, I don't care if you recalculated.
I get what you're saying, but I'm trying to tell you the history where it doesn't make sense. So that's the only reason I'm giving you more information.
I just want to know if we got some, like that first one we talked about, it was off 5,000 feet. That's a big uh-oh. But if the numbers that are in the current performance statement in this contract, if those are good, then it don't really matter to me how many times he recalculated.
Well, most of these we knew were off when we had the last meeting in here, because I have
I know, and they're still off, down, apparently.
So how long is this going to take?
Robin Creek, is it right or not?
No.
Well, is 2655 a good number?
No.
What's the right number?
Mick's initial was 2900. I'm not sure if that one specifically has changed. I haven't got to look at that.
It was his initial, but at some point he got put in 2655. You're saying, how would that happen? How all the numbers just get off? Did you at some point change it to 2655, Mick?
I don't remember. It's 3 years ago. Probably. I only changed the scope.
I've been
probably
on that.
Decided to add Donahoe and shorten some other road and dropped some other road and lengthened another road.
This, I'm going to be here probably 4 more years, but I'm trying to figure out. The next time we do, if we can't do any better than this, I'd probably be looking somewhere else to get somebody to do this. I mean, I ain't never seen so many mistakes on something in my life.
It's because of the number of times that it changed. Not all of it was miscalculation. Some of it was like we update. So when GLO goes through RFI, so we turn in the application, right? They review it and they're like, well, they calculated too. So they're like, well, we look from point here to point there and it's 2,300 feet and you're saying it's 2,305. Explain to us how it's different. And so in those RFIs, we have to explain that. In some of those RFIs, we explain that, and that those changes didn't end up making it to the end. But like I said, we don't see this until the contract's already made. If we got to review it before, we probably could have caught this back then before it even got awarded. But that's not the way that they do it. And so we're in the position that we are in now. And everybody wanted these to move fast, but sometimes this is what happens when it goes fast.
Fast, we're talking almost 5 years. Well, it's really been a fast process.
I get it, but I don't make that timeline geological.
Let's see what the next one is. This process. Abney Bottom Road, 21,000. Come on, girl.
Oh, please.
21,344.
That one is over, but it's fine. I'm going to leave it because it's over, not under.
It's okay.
Yep.
Counts Road.
That one was off as well, but it's
over. Are we still going to have to make them guys move all our fences and gates up here on Counts Road? Or?
No. What was you saying about it?
It's over, not under, so we're just going to leave it. Like, he had it at 17,464, but more is okay. Less we don't want, because then it's not clear to them.
He had it at what?
17,464.
And we got 17,604.
Right.
What happens if we got 17,604 and then we get through with the road, Mr. Burke comes out there with his tape measure and he says, man, y'all are 136 feet off here. What happens there?
Depends on which way you're off, long or short.
If we went too far, you're okay with that, you say?
No, if you go too far, you're in trouble. Because what she's saying is, if it says 17,604, and they do that much environmental,
but
you only do 17,500, you're good.
You're okay. I see.
You came in the footprint.
That makes sense.
What we'll do is at the end, we'll redline that and put what you actually did. It won't, the final version of this performance statement, it will have it.
Perfect sense that she's good with being a little over, because as long as you don't go over, you're good.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
So it's not like the grant for Lee Turner where you copay if you're over?
Yes.
But if you spend too much money and you don't go ahead and finish it, then you'd have to cough up.
I'm already preparing.
That'd be totally different, right?
What's that? If you did too much?
If we had to do it ourselves, it wouldn't be in June.
If they spend more money than...
If we go past the footage, then we're paying for it.
They're not going to give you more money at the end. If you're not there yet, you still want to finish, and you got to cough that up.
Yeah, you can do as much as you want to do on your own.
So that would not get us in trouble with them if we went over if we're paying that.
Exactly.
South Lily Gager Loop, how's it?
It was incorrect, and we were under.
It says 10,029 feet is what we have in here now.
Right, and we need 10,100.
70 feet off.
So, I think
he was going to make that first. That's the five right there.
So we're talking about 71 feet. To change this statement, we're talking about going back to drawing boards? And
no, sir.
It's not a big deal?
It's not as big a deal as it sounds like sitting here. All we need to do is figure out where the mistake happened and then put it right. Because for instance, we have 10,029. She's saying what?
10,100,
okay. For the GLO's perspective, we got to see where they told us 10,100 and it didn't make it in here. And that's what she's doing right now. She's going back to every one of these one by one, see where the mistake happened so she can show us it should have been this. And we're like, yep, you're right, it should have been. Put it in there, make it right.
So we're talking about a contract amendment or something, technically.
Yes, sir. It's a performance statement amendment to change these linear footages.
We know we want to change the one that's 5,000 foot off, but one that's 10 foot and one that's 670 feet.
Yes, sir. Again, if it's too short on the front end, we have to add the length. If it's too long, we can leave it. So we do have to. As crazy as it sounds, we do have to add the 71 feet. Because okay. if it only says 10,029, they can only do environmental 10,029. Uh-huh. Yeah. Then you got some street hanging out there that hadn't been environmentally cleared. And if you pay
them. Well, I just tell when he got to that mark, I'd say stop. We're good.
Well, that's up to y'all. If you only want to do 10,029, then.
If she wants to come along later and add 70 more foot, you could do that, I suppose.
I just want what I can get as fast as I can.
I know none of these guys, if somebody's stuff, if we're going to be another 6 months, right? Am I speaking right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'll take what I can.
All right. Next road.
Sorry.
Well, that's it. I think that's the last one.
You've got five that are still.
I want to say, I'm not going to let the performance, I was initially going to try to fix the performance statement, and then I realized it's too deep. So what we've been trying to do this week is to get the footprint so we can get it to Melissa, and she can just start the environmental and let that go ahead and keep going while I keep working on this.
Yes, sir, we can
I
do
didn't
that.
Think that it was going to take this long.
Did you just say so she can start the environmental?
Well, she's already has the paperwork, but the problem is whenever she submits it to the tribes, she has to tell them exactly what we're going to affect. When she submits to the THC, they have to know that exact
to the tribe.
Yes. That's part of the environmental clearance.
Yeah, okay. Even though ain't none of these roads in on reservation property or nothing, they still have a say, huh?
So as a historical commission.
Yeah.
Well, now, Donnie, as much as you go over there and deal with them, you ought to have that cleared out, all the money you running through that slot machine over there.
stalled you out or anything.
But I'm not getting on roads that are already existing.
Sir?
We all got roads that are already there, they're not changing, I mean, I've got others, but all the purple frogs are gone, the wet peckers are gone, I mean, the road's been there for 50 years.
Till Washington says they're gone, and they're there.
But I mean... I'm curious why they had that environmental study on stuff that's been...
Camilla Lake Road, we've done this on portions of it at least once before. Those old environmentals are, we can't just use them. It'd be nice, but you can't.
Yeah, because there's parts of Dabney Bottom that were done, I guess, through grants. Surely they did the study then, because...
Yes, ma'am, yeah. Let me clear this up real quick for me, though. We got five that you're working on still, right? Those five?
Just got to do it.
But you're going to go ahead and get Melissa, because I talked to her, and she said she was already moving forward on these things, because the environmental is what's holding us up right now, and we're okay with that. And then we'll get these five worked on to where then they can be added in there. And we just want to keep this train moving just a little bit down. Okay.
Some of it includes going out on the ground and looking, or is it all done through research and on the computer and stuff like that?
So Caroline took pictures, and so the pictures are enough for her to get an idea of what it looks like and everything, and so she's got all that prepped. The documents prepped, we'll get the footprints put in there, and then once she sends it to tribal and everyone, if they decide we need an archaeological study or something, then someone may have to go out there. But as of right now, we've got what we need. It's just getting the paperwork.
They send a lot of letters to a lot of organizations, and they have a chance to respond and say, oh, no, I remember there's arrowheads over, or there's South American purple frogs or whatever.
And Melissa put together a really good explanation of the environmental and sent it to Caroline and Lou. So if you guys want it, if anybody wants it, I can forward it over, and that will explain every part of the environmental process.
Can you not, like, if you do that, can we not hold that, and if ever something comes up again, not reuse it? Like,
No project.
Yeah, do it every time.
I know it's a big pain in the neck, but it's going to protect the counties down a road.
Due diligence.
If you accidentally do 10 feet more than was environmentally clear, you guys are on the hook with the feds at that point. And so I do know it's a pain in the neck, and I'm sorry about it. But ultimately, in the long run, it's going to make things better and faster.
So there's 21 roads listed, and there's one road, Donahue, that we're taking out, so that means we got about 20 roads.
22 with Donahue, 21 without.
Okay, I might have miscounted. Somebody listens, they'll, it's 21 roads.
So you know the five roads? Because I only got two.
I got it was Blackberry.
Yes.
Horseshoe. Hickman, Robin Creek, and South Libby. That was the ones that didn't get checked off. They're still working on adjusting the links on them.
On one of mine.
South Libby, is that you?
Yeah.
71 feet. They said they needed to fix that one.
71 feet.
I got Hickman and Horseshoe, which are...
I was just wondering, would it be feasible just to do the environmental on 70 feet and call it good? If that is the problem?
I mean, if the county fails her, stick with what's in the contract, y'all in business.
So what would be faster? I think that's the end result here.
What would be faster is to do what's in the contract, but in some of these cases, you're going to miss out on a mile.
Yeah, except for that one.
Yeah, Blackberry is the long one. So, but I'm just kind of curious that... Can he go ahead, because the environmental's working, and they're starting to get the process down there, and can he go ahead, I mean, on some of these, and start getting his stuff done?
He's done the survey. All we're doing is drawing on paper.
Right.
Yeah.
He's done his, so
we just need to buy him another calculator.
So my question is, once we bid this stuff out, to a year, and we come in way over budget, and we say, oh, we don't have enough money to go 2 miles. Let's go a mile and three quarters. Mm-hmm. Is that going to be an issue?
No.
We've done that on the last two.
I know we have, but I wanted to make sure they were here and I had that answer. I heard that answer from them.
And you're right, Commissioner, because the rules have a way of changing from
different
grant to grant for some reason.
And I think we've all talked about multiple bids in here, like chip seal and hot mix, to where when we do bid that out, bid these projects out, we can say, oh, hot mix is a premium, we can't do hot mix, let's do chip seal. It'll be within our money. You don't have a problem doing that.
That's done every time.
Okay.
Or we drop limestone.
Or we drop limestone.
Whatever we need to do to reduce the price.
So this isn't like my Lee Turner where they have to ground it down and all that?
Yes, that's the scope of most of their work.
One of these precincts had a no chip and seal policy. You might have to get that reached. I'm messing with it. Well, it's good that we still have that flexibility. Otherwise, we... Yeah.
Right now, this is literally just all about the environmental stuff. It's the rest of it will work quite the same. It always works. We just got to make sure we get you environmentally cleared for the work you're going to do. Because if you do work outside that footprint, then it's going to be trouble.
Right now, the footprint's what's in this...
Yes, sir. Right now,
performance statement, that contract.
So you get everything that you want, you know, that you wanted, that you can get.
Well, unless it was intentional to knock 5,000 off of Blackberry, I'm pretty sure Commissioner Morris wants to do the whole. Mm-hmm. You don't want to drop a mile off of there. So
you know, I'm thinking that's not right. I'm thinking because Blackberry is not no 2 miles long.
You can pull it up.
I mean, it's not. It can't be. Because it turns into something else there at the culvert. It turns into...
Well, it says they call it Blackberry from Independence Drive northward.
No, it turns into something else right there at the cross.
I'm sure it runs into pasture or something.
Yeah, farm pasture.
The name change or something, all of a sudden lost it.
Turned into farm pasture, I believe. I believe that's where the communication is.
Oh, that's over there where Timmy Rollins bought
name
that.
Name changed twice.
Yeah.
I just was there started.
Right there, you know where that big culvert is?
How many times?
It turns in from there straight up that hill, it turns into Blackberry. It might be. It might be a mile and a mile and a half. I don't know. I wish I had my numbers in front of me. I don't know if that's all that much.
When we get past this environmental part there.
Look on your computer, see what the length on Blackberry has on the
I don't have that on. I mean, I couldn't find that before I left. I was looking for that sheet that they gave, had the links on it.
No, I'm talking about the road list.
That's what I mean. I couldn't buy it on
contract.
No, the road list on our inventory.
Oh, I have that.
Oh, you have it on
here? No, I don't have yours. I have mine in the room. I'm sorry. This is what I missed the map. But the initial map, it showed like only like a small portion of it. And I think that's where the one from 2022 is what
it's supposed to go like down the bottom of this hill down here. And I don't know where it came out in 2008. Do you remember?
When we get past this letter, they go ahead and move forward and see it as a partial.
I remember the three road names, two name changes,
Blackberry Farm Pasture.
Bid as they come available.
I think that's what they did.
We don't want to eat.
Let's wash that out here.
Well, just like Jeff, he bid on He's doing the project for her. If he got awards today, he's going to have a job.
So I'm just saying, that's what
it don't matter to me.
This one was a GLO mistake, so they used to hold.
But this has been a 5-year process for us. We promised these people when they was out there doing all their, we promised all these people that this was going to be done, this is going to be done. And now it's to the point where these people are really aggravated.
I have to defend David all the time because I disbelieve him. I'm like, look at it, it's here.
I get a lot of calls specifically in your precinct.
From one lady.
One lady.
Wonder who that'd be.
I'm saying her name, but initials are PL.
They are.
You know, so, you I know, wish I could show you my phone. I get texts at 2 o'clock.
2 o'clock in the morning. I've gotten to where, you know, she's calling my, has my work number and my personal cell.
Are you continuing?
And so it's going to both.
Hey, wait a minute. I've got a constituent in here y'all are talking about too. But he didn't call you, he called Jill.
Well, right? I've been waiting 28 years.
Yeah, 28 years.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
If I could make it go faster, I would. But I'm just.
You can't, as a commissioner, we can't convince these people of this. Yeah. You know, we told them here 4 or 5 years ago this was going to go on, and now, man, they, oh, you lied to us. Well, then they start calling you. They call Mr. Schwartz's office. I mean, they call everybody. This lady calls.
Senators,
you know how many people she calls?
The senator, if she can't get me, she calls the senator. Yeah.
Yeah, they do. And they just wear us out, and it's just a process that's killed us.
So, Kim, I'm trying to. I want to make a record of what we're going to do today. So BlackBerry is one of the ones.
Yes. Sure. BlackBerry, that was just a GLO thing. That'll be an easy one to fix. We don't have to argue.
But it's on the list of ones we got to fix. List. What's the next one?
Horseshoe.
Horseshoe.
Yep.
Hickman.
That was
all right.
Camilla Lake.
Camilla Lake.
Not that long.
Yeah. Robin Creek.
Robin Creek.
Yeah,
that's
hard.
Yeah, and Lily Yeager.
But
that's
we're not.
And, we had
what, and then what, Lily Yeager?
Yeah.
Lily Yeager is 71 feet or something like that.
But we're not.
But they said, huh? How much trouble is it to change the performance state?
Not much at all. That all we've got to do is prove to GLO what the problem is.
What the number is supposed to be.
But we've got good maps and everything now. Mixon goes over this week. And so he sent over the footprints, we matched it up, and we've got those maps. So she's going to get started on the environmental and get that submitted.
When you change it, you're going to change the footage and I guess the GPS numbers too.
Not some just. Some of them were GPS numbers, and some of them was just the way it was calculated. So some of it's hard to explain.
Math is supposed to be an exact science. I don't know, what do you mean when you say the way they were calculated?
I get it, I have the same thing. I'm an accounting major. The numbers doing division and addition always coming out the same way, that's why I love accounting. And when I got to this, and I'm like, these maps are the same, your number says this, your number says this, where is the problem? Because if we're doing from here to here, it can't be more than one linear footage. It seems like there were some issues with moving it from square yards to linear footages. There were some issues with the different systems calculating the lengths. Like it's not just one thing, it's several things and different situations for each of these. That's what I've been doing for 3 months. I promise I wasn't twiddling my thumbs. I'm just trying to figure out what's going on.
If
well, they get a straight move forward. That's what I think we all care
different
about.
From,
we're ready.
This is trigonometry at best.
I understand.
And I'm gonna lean towards the engineer. Can you recalculate the numbers on these?
We did.
Nick?
Last week? This week?
Yeah,
so y'all are on the same page or whatever we got to do.
Yes. I got the email right here.
So when you make the change to GLO, how long the process does that usually take?
That's not going to stop this. So now that we have these numbers from him and we've got good coordinates, the maps are being made and they're going to go to Mel and she's going to go ahead and move forward with the environmental. And then I'm just going to keep working on this and go work with Patrick and GLO to get it corrected while that environmental is already started.
Okay. And Patrick, you think that's going to hold us way up again, or you think?
It's not going to hold up at all.
Thank God.
We did have a similar conversation, maybe not in so much detail, but have we made it? What progress have we made since?
We now have final footprints, and he's communicated with each of the commissioners. I've seen some with Crystal, I've seen some with Lee. And made sure that the footprints.
I'm just curious, would you get an email last night or?
I was in Cleveland last night because I stayed overnight. But no, he sent me this Friday. I was out Friday at 6. And then Monday, we worked on it again with the maps. And then I traveled yesterday, and like I said, I was in Cleveland.
I got lawyers that come in front of me, and I will reset the case 2 or 3 minutes. You got to get with your client, and blah, 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 blah. And young man, when did the lawyer call you? Oh, last night he come by the jail. Let's don't wait till the last minute. We want to move on this stuff, right? Right, guys?
I do.
Young lady?
Absolutely. There you go with the young.
I'm 66. You'll forever be a young lady of mine.
Thank goodness.
So what else we need to figure out?
How do we want to package these things?
That's what you want to know, so you can start preliminary packaging.
We're ready to start
survey. I say like jobs. I mean, that's what Luke says. Let's do them by the job. First one you get ready, let's bid it out.
Let's do it.
Well,
that's
yes.
A lot of
bidding cost.
Let's work on my environmental real fast.
Well, this is all I've
That is something to consider. You got how many projects? I mean,
21 projects.
That's 21 going out for bids, 21 pre-con meetings. You know, that's racking
up. We're
going
to have one big old pre-construction meeting. Well, I don't know.
That ain't going to work.
No, we
haven't. I'm not sure that it wouldn't. I mean, as far as the advertisement, it's going to name 20 or 21 roads on it. It's still going to be one ad. We're not going to do this 21 separate ads.
No way.
Right? As long as we procure it by putting it in the paper and putting it on the website, putting it wherever else, the contract says we got to put it.
We put dates on what roads.
What do y'all see? Y'all bidding projects now anywhere? Mm-hmm. What do y'all see?
The way bidding normally works is if you have more linear footage, they'll give you a better price.
Yeah.
We can look over the whole 21 bid.
You give them a 500-foot road, they're going to charge you X number of dollars. You give them a one-mile road, that exponentially drops.
Maybe we can get a big discount if we're doing so many in the county.
Well, that's what he said. We're going to send it out as a 21-road bid. They're all out there.
That means you've got... Is everybody going to be ready at one time, or is that going to hold the project?
What'd you say?
We can work on everything but Rocky Creek, Lee Yeager, and Flowing Wells.
No,
we don't know where
we've got to be Flowing Wells. Ask that lady sitting right there.
I'm talking about today. Today, we have...
Ask the judge.
We're on everything but what we
need. What's the problem?
Environmental. On their drainage.
The drainage report.
There's one drainage. They can't figure out where their drain gonna run to the river at. I swear to you, that's
the whole. You can go out there and see where there'll be plenty of water.
She said we're just gonna leave the linear footage the way it is. Is that the holdup on Willie Yeager?
No, I think the survey was wrong.
Okay, so you gotta redo that. Okay,
but that won't take a week or two. Okay.
So how do you chop it up smaller where they can work on?
What do you mean the survey is wrong? They surveyed the wrong place?
Because it changed over 3 years.
You get the bulk discount.
I gave the list of the surveyor 3 years ago.
Keep in mind, not much.
Mm-hmm. They didn't update. They surveyed.
Well, that's different. If you just run out there and was careless and surveyed the...
A smaller contractor.
The wrong road, that's another
story. They're not going to do... They're not going to be able to do them all. That's something.
Yeah, that's right. You can't. We don't have Brown and Root over here trying to bid on this. So they can put 20 crews out there. Well, that deal about the more mileage, they're not going to. I don't think anybody could bid to them all.
So, man, we all know that each precinct's got like $3 million worth of work. So, there you go. Do it by precinct.
Do it by precinct.
The only problem you're going to have is you're going to have a little, you got some headwall and some bridge stuff going on Rocky Creek. That may not be just strictly road work.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe
you
can use that non-road money on that.
What he's saying is right. If you do it by precinct, you total up all the footage together and say, you know, we got 25,000 foot of road here in this precinct.
And you got four contracts to deal with.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's a good thing or a bad thing.
Is that more money?
If you want to do Robin Creek now and Rocky Creek later, you've got two. So now it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Well, the guy can bid on both of them. He just knows you start on Robin Creek and you can start on this other one when, by then, hopefully the environmental will be done.
Are these contracts like the Lee Turner contract like this? Everyone will pull their hair out.
So what do we got to do to move forward on the eminent, not the eminent domain, them words ain't supposed to come out of my mouth. The
procurement
of the right-of-way for Rocky Creek. Where are we at on that?
Well, we've surveyed it, we've looked at it, I think we have a plan on how we're going to put it in there, and I've talked to the owners, and they're both coming to the table, but I just have no money released to do anything for the procurement on it.
I thought we said we were going to try to get them on a contract anyway. We probably could.
I haven't moved that far, because I don't know. It might be 2 years before they give me the money to try to buy them. I'm just kind of waiting to see this.
Would it hurt if it's a contract prior to the money? Prior to getting obligated the money?
I wouldn't think so. How would they know what money, what the amount is if you don't have a contract?
They're pretty crazy about dates.
You want somebody locked in on selling their property before you go put a road in there.
So, did y'all have a problem with having a contract on it prior to?
We don't have a problem with it, provided it all works out in the end.
Contract contingent on.
What it means is, if you take actions that commit you to something, and then something goes wrong that the work can't be done,
I get that.
You are still buying the property. And you're not getting paid back.
This is contingency contract.
Yeah.
Monroe and Bridge is by it.
If he
Monroe and Bridge is by it, if you want to change.
If they bought it, there's no such thing as getting reimbursed.
Exactly.
No, I'm just curious.
If something goes wrong and you can't do the project or can't go that far with the project.
Oh, no. I'm just saying, the project goes through, can he buy it ahead of time and get reimbursed for it?
If, as I said, yes, sir, if it all works out and goes through and gets done, then he'll get reimbursed for it. But it's a risk.
They find a bunch of South American salamanders down there, and they decide, nope, you can't build here.
Right.
That sort of thing. I mean, I don't know what else could.
Well, just get you a contract and put you a get-out clause where you pay them $5,000 or something.
I can now do that. I can try to do that because I think we finally worked out a plan that we ran into a problem with the easement and Chico not moving poles and this. But I think we finally worked out to where we can tell him this is exactly what we and he's agreed to that part anyway.
The Donahoe piece is not that big a deal.
No, that's okay. It's the up above. The
other piece.
Yeah, and the easement was for Chico was right where we were looking at trying to put that road in there, which worked out good with leaving our road in, putting a new road in, and then taking it out. But Chico was having a problem moving a couple poles that were right in where we were trying to go. So
you don't know the right people.
You ain't talking to the right people.
Well, you know, I went to Donnie, man. He gave me the hookup, and we got more
purpose. He's on the board.
First time, a couple times, but
yeah,
I think we're okay.
He's on the board too.
I didn't know that. I know Milton is.
Yeah.
You're talking on the wrong end of the spectrum.
Well, I think we got something worked out on that, so I know I can go.
Are we good with moving forward on all this? That's our guess. We good on your end? Mr. Burke, we good on y'all's end?
Let me know what you mean by moving forward.
Exactly. Getting this process rolling a little faster than what it has been in 3, 4, 5 years
on the environmental.
Yes, we are.
Okay.
And then you still want to answer how to bid them out.
Precinct.
I think my precinct is
Mark. Something you want to think about now. If you get each one of these precincts is like $2.5-3 million.
Three.
Okay. You get much over $1 million, and about half of your work contractors out there can't bond it and can't get insurance. So if you could keep this thing down to about $1 million a package, you're going to get more activity.
Well, they were just squawking about how many contracts it was going to be.
Well, it's, you don't want to do 21 because I'm kidding.
I wouldn't think Rebel or Smith or any of them would have any trouble like that.
I don't. I honestly don't think that, and we're calling names here, I don't think Smith would bid on multiple projects. I think he would bid on
couple.
One countywide project.
Couple.
I don't think he can.
No, I'm just using them for example.
Yeah, and I don't know that Rebel would either. No. I don't know. Rebel's not asphalt. All my projects are hot mix, just about.
Mine are too.
With option to chip seal, so.
Mine are dish work and.
I'm not saying he won't do it. He'll just have to contract that out.
Well, I mean, we generally see the same couple of. I can't remember the last time we used.
Rebel did the other one.
Yes. And he, y'all bid on my precinct last time.
I think we did the whole project.
Was it the whole project?
But the other expense goes up. These guys handling that many contracts, is that right?
No.
Their money's set.
Okay.
Their money's set.
They got theirs.
They get their percent, and the environmental percent.
I'd like to go by precinct.
Yeah, they've been waiting too a long time to get paid some money too. And Cass right there got some money out on this stuff too already. They did some preliminaries a few years ago that cost them.
Have y'all got any money yet? Have y'all got any money yet?
We've invoiced, I don't know who to pay.
And we still, we get some budgets.
But we couldn't invoice in 3 years. We did $10,000, $20,000 worth of survey 3 years ago.
Yeah, that's what I said. I know
so y'all are ready too, huh?
I know he did.
Oh, you got a big one. You got 2,000 employees now or something like that, man. They're huge.
3,000,
yeah. Y'all don't even know each other.
350.
So what's the problem having two contracts per precinct? Why don't we try to do something like that? Divide it up to where you got a big road and a couple little ones.
Sure.
Try to keep it down where the local guys can try to deal with it.
Is that what you're going to do?
What is it?
Is that what you need now?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Y'all agree with that?
Later,
yeah. I got two anyway. I got one long one, one small one,
then one. And I'm going to have one earlier and then one later. I get this.
Well, let's just speed this process up some, y'all. Yeah.
So what you're saying is you're going to go ahead and start working on the bid packet with all our bid alternates and get them ready. That way, when we get to go ahead.
We're drawing interest on our money we've waited on.
I might suggest if you're talking about
interest,
your stuff with Chico.
On our money, that's all you took from us.
And knows the guy. He probably can do a little.
President.
He could help you with that. I mean, I know you're going to be front and center and all that, but he can get that done.
Chico. Getting at least two poles from the guy there, which would just open it wide open for us to do whatever we want to do, but instead.
Mark's part owner.
Anyway. Well, I got a list of whoever's on there before we're going. He won't help you, and he won't help you, or they won't help you, you know, and down.
That most southwest pole along that southwest corner of the property that you're trying to get, that was your Achilles heel on that whole layout.
Yeah.
I couldn't do anything with that. The guy wire was going to be in the middle of the existing road and proposed future road.
Yeah.
I just couldn't.
I looked over the drawings and stuff like that.
Well, you're going to own the property where it needs to be moved to?
Yeah. And we, I think, matter of fact, when the guy had the question, like, you think you can cut all those trees down so we can see where we're going to put that? I had a problem right then. We had three or four layouts right in front of him, and we couldn't figure out where those poles were going. I'm going, we got to go one more level up here or something. To, you know, because we're not going to cut all these trees down. I mean, nice guy and everything. I'm like, you know. And I'm looking at it, and there's room there. We can get it in there. If I can go ahead and get this property, we talked about it, we can get it.
Well, that's on the next phase, maybe.
But like what Joe says, I need to get them on the writing and paper and clause, whatever I need in there. Hey, this is contingency. This is what my offer, and we can do
so this. What Mr. Burke was saying, you know, if this deal just falls through, you're not going to get reimbursed. But if the project gets done, go ahead early and get it locked up, you can get reimbursed. Yeah,
the project goes through and the work gets done. I mean, and they don't even have to wait till we're finished. I mean, you'll get reimbursed for acquisition before you know, likely before you even start turning dirt. What I'm saying is, if you go ahead and buy property
which you county can do what it wants to do, right?
Yeah.
And let's say the environmental fines, we can't do the work.
Right.
There's a possibility you can get reimbursed because you did it in good faith, but typically we don't do nothing before environmental is approved because...
That's what I was told. That's why I just kind of waited on the contract.
And, you know, I mean, I can't tell you what to do. I'm just telling you the safest route is to wait till environmental is approved. Because if something else holds it up, okay, let's say you get out, okay, you brought the property and you get out there, and I can't imagine what it'd be, but something else holds it up, right? Engineering finds out it's impossible, or utilities are impossible, but, right? Well, you bought that in good faith, and we determined after the fact couldn't be done. But, you know, without environmental clearance, you're running the risk.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you go out there and we're about ready to get started, and that eagle goes over and builds a nest.
It's on that pole.
Yeah.
And you're done.
Well, then it's taken me a couple months to even get them where they come to the table, and I want to go ahead and try to lock them in.
Change them. A bald eagle?
Yeah.
You're talking about a bald eagle?
How is it not considered?
I'm talking about, I got a couple of them right by my house.
How is that not considered a choice of any action?
I don't think he needs.
See, I was told that you couldn't.
I think it would be considered a choice limiting action. That's what I'm warning them against doing.
Okay.
So if you go out and get your contract, put your 90-day choice limiting action, what?
That's an environmental term that means you did something that locked you into a course of action that you can't finish, basically.
We can always put the county judge satellite office out there. If the deal don't go through, you can put a little mobile home out there.
Oh, stilts, no doubt.
Do something to pass for a company.
No, it's water access. And we get it dredged up.
When it rains, and you can go Rocky Creek right into the lake.
That's my, that is my warning.
It's going to be twice as much of roads in there.
But you have to tell them, the county can do what they want to do. But I'm warning you, I would.
I'm 60 days.
Yeah.
Oh, man, let's go.
Yeah, I'm gonna bust it.
That's just my.
All right. I think I understand what you're saying.
All the borings are done, the testing is in progress, another week for testing, and then I'll have geotech. But that doesn't really
testing.
Matter.
What are we testing?
We already have the scope of work.
They test the roads, the soil.
That's going to give us determination as to our cross section of the road, what we need to do.
Cross sections are already done. We have a scope of work that's in the project, the performance statement. What the geotech is going to tell us is how long these roads will last.
Based on the
thickness. And we all know there's no base on them, so they should be same as the last one.
Till I retire.
So
Camilla Lake Road will look
depends
the same.
Depends on these cement trucks runs down through there.
Yeah, it will look the same 2 years later as it did before we did them.
Yeah, they'll give us ESA.
Staying up, isn't it?
So it gives us equivalent single axle.
Yes, it's just too narrow.
You what?
They'll give us ESALs, equivalent single axle loads. And then you can convert that to concrete trucks, cars, passenger cars.
As far as weight limits, basically.
Yes.
Well, we got to
wait
enforce
limits.
It.
Did y'all say weight limits?
We're going to enforce it.
I want to do that so bad.
Who would enforce it?
Me.
There's no enforcement. It's just going to tell you what's going to last.
There we all go. Right. We need
if
a pass weight
if
limit.
If you do put up come out with a trucks can't come through here sign, please, let's schedule a public hearing and run an ad.
Can't blame a girl for trying.
We got to get this thing rolling, y'all.
Can't blame me for trying.
All right, what else? Good. Yeah. Anybody? All
right.
So when do we need to do this again?
Next week to make sure we're good.
We have regular meetings. What's our next meeting?
The next one will be the first Monday.
Next Wednesday. Yeah, you're going to have nothing done by next Wednesday.
About 2 weeks? The third is the next meeting.
We could do some of this at the regular meeting. Miss Brianna, anything else you want to bring to the table? I'm not trying to fuss. I want.
We're desperate.
When we move forward, I want you to tell me what we've gotten done. Next. We're getting anxious.
We're beyond anxious.
As Mark said, I've just got into this and I'm already anxious, so I could only imagine after 5 years.
Did you get Mr. Burke anything you need to lighten us with?
Well, I know everything.
I got 45 minutes carved out for you.
I've seen.
I mean, not really. I mean, so long as everybody understands what's been going on and where we're going, where we're going.
I'm not talking about one.
We don't have any particular out there really. From me, from GLO's perspective, we're waiting to get the environmental and approved.
Yes, sir.
That's, from our perspective, that's just where we're sitting. Now, I understand what's going on with why, but from our perspective, that's where we're at.
How soon are we going to have these number of issues resolved?
Should be fine. He sent me the stuff, like I said, he sent it to me.
Well, he's already sent it.
Yes, he sent it to me Friday afternoon.
So.
And they're making the.
Your environmentalist. That's kind of an idea of how much time we talk about.
I bet she told me about 60 days. I can ask her and get a full date.
60 days is, 60 days, okay.
And that's it. That's a THC.
We can try to meet around that time. We'll get together and set up a time. These guys, we heard 60 days. We really expect it to be done.
And I told her, I said, one time.
If the only way that can change is if they say we need to knock it off today. And then that can change, because you guys.
I hadn't heard that 28 years here.
All I am is an outreach person. I listen to what you have to say.
I'm hoping it doesn't happen. Nobody likes to do this.
How y'all are not liking this.
Well, somebody jumped off this floor. There it is, on the side of the street. Well, ain't good.
They put her in jail.
I guess I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
Well, she said her son.
Make a motion.
All in favor, say aye.
Yeah.
Thank y'all very much.
Okay.
For all your hard work and for coming.